They're right. It's true. It's time for the good stuff. And guess what? It is Good Friday.
Yes, it is.
For the good stuff. A perfect day, I think.
I think it will be. We'll get started with all of our good stuff for you in a moment. First, a reminder about discovering the hidden gems of the Sandhills. And you can do that by going to visitvalentine.org, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. And they invite you to check out things like the Arthur Bowring Sandhills Historical Ranch in Merriman, Nebraska, or Centennial Hall in Valentine, or the Cherry County Historical Society. Lots of museum and history right here in the Valentine area in Cherry County. Visit valentine.org.
Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, so I guess that pretty much sums it up. But let me give you a few more details just to help encourage you. They are so keyed in to everything about ranching. Cattle, horses, rodeo, they cover it all, everything agriculture. So make sure you stay tuned. Check out Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to subscribe.
And what are you going to share for this Good Friday?
I have a piece called Still He Walked.
Okay, let's do it.
He could hear the crowd screaming, "Crucify! Crucify!" He could hear the hatred in their voices. These were his chosen people. He loved them, and they were going to crucify him. He was beaten, bleeding, and weakened. His heart was broken, but still he walked. He could see the crowd as he came from the palace. He knew each of the faces so well. He had created them. He knew every smile, laugh, and shed tear. But now they were contorted with rage and anger. His heart broke, but still he walked. Was he scared? You and I would have been. So as humanness would have mandated that he was, he felt alone. His disciples had left, denied, and even betrayed him. He searched the crowd for a loving face, and he saw very few. Then he turned his eyes to the only one that mattered, and he knew that he would never be alone. He looked back at the crowd, at the people who were spitting at him, throwing rocks at him, and mocking him. And he knew that because of him, they would never be alone. So for them, he walked. The sounds of the hammer striking the spikes echoed through the crowd. The sounds of his cries echoed even louder. The cheers of the crowd as his hands and feet were nailed to the cross intensified with each blow. Loudest of all was the still small voice inside his heart that whispered, "I am with you, my son." And God's heart broke. He had let his son walk. Jesus could have asked God to end his suffering, but instead he asked God to forgive. Not to forgive him, but to forgive the ones who were persecuting him. As he hung on that cross, dying an unimaginable death, he looked out and saw not only the faces in the crowd, but also the face of every person yet to be, and his heart filled with love, and his body was dying. His heart was alive, alive with the limitless, unconditional love he feels for each of us. That is why he walked. When I forget how much my God loves me, I remember his walk. When I wonder if I can be forgiven, I remember his walk. When I need reminded of how to live like Christ, I think of his walk. And to show him how much I love him, I wake up each morning, turn my eyes to him, and I walk. Author unknown. Let's lighten it up just a little bit, and I'll share some jelly bean facts. I've been talking about those with the Easter season because they are so popular in Easter baskets. So I thought it'd be fun to have some facts about them. For example, did you know that jelly beans were astronaut food?
No, I did not.
Yeah, they traveled to space on the 1983 Challenger shuttle.
Probably better than Tang.
No kidding. And did you know that how long it takes to make a jelly bean?
2.3 seconds.
Ha ha, wrong. It's very slow. It takes 7 to 21 days to make jelly beans.
Just one?
Yep.
That's why they're so expensive, I guess.
It's a layering process, and that's why it takes so long. And Harry Potter inspo. Bertie Brotz every flavored beans from Harry Potter's inspired real flavors.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of cool. That had a good impact.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. As we move into spring and branding season and calving season continues, send those stories to us, and we'll take a look at them for the good stuff.